T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom. Tracking the Storm. Coverage sponsored by your local Chevy dealers. Visit ChevyOffers.com.
Yep, but the second round is moving in, and the evening commute could be a mess. Craig Allen's in the Weather Center this morning. Everything still on schedule, Craig?
So far, looks like it's going to continue to be a cold rain for the city and the coast until a couple hours either side of lunchtime. Then we mix with and change over to snow for the city and the coast. It already has done that. It's gone back to snow from the icy mix north and west of 287. These are the areas that will wind up with an easy 3 to 6 and ramping up to about a 6 to 12 inch snowfall once you start getting back on up towards Interstate 84, that whole corridor across the Poconos, through the Mid-Hudson Valley, and into Connecticut. That's where the highest snow totals will be. And if we were to try to zero in on it a little bit more, most weather maps are saying that up and down the Hudson Valley and the western sections of Connecticut would be the bullseye from this storm. But we, too, around the city and the boroughs, this could be a deal where the Bronx ends up with 4, 5, 6 inches of snow. Staten Island, Lower Brooklyn, Lower Queens are 2, 3, 4 inches of snow. And the farther east you go across Long Island, even lighter amounts because of a later changeover. But this will be watched very closely for the afternoon. The afternoon commute is the biggest concern right now. And we'll have more forecast details at 7:08.
Thank you, Craig Allen. Summer looks like winter. Here's Craig Allen's friend. Driving around this morning, listening carefully to Craig's forecast, Sean Adams.
And he's on the money. The conditions change, you know, from place to place. So we have light snow in Somers right now. It's tapered off just a little bit. It kind of comes and goes. And it is, it's picturesque around the reservoirs up here. The woods are taking on a veil of white, 32 degrees. The streets are getting slushy. No major trouble getting around so far. You just have to slow down a little bit. Many folks, though, they're worried about what's to come. The drive home this afternoon. But not this intrepid commuter.
Piece of cake, no problem at all.
What about this afternoon? What do you anticipate?
About the same.
You don't think it's going to pile up a little bit?
I don't think so. I think this was a fizzle.
Oh, we'll see. Will you head home early, though?
No.
Well, he's not in the majority, I have to tell you. Most folks say they're going to monitor the weather closely. They're going to leave work early to avoid that heavy snow coming later on. I can tell you this morning, the salt trucks, they're busy. They're out. They're sprinkling their load. The plow blades, though, they're up for the time being. Reporting live in Somers, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
They've been for days now telling people at the airports, change your flights. There are going to be delays, cancellations. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond's checking out the situation at Newark Liberty this morning. Marla.
And the flight tracker, FlightAware, listed about 1,000 delays and cancellations yesterday. It seems to have dwindled somewhat this morning. 2.5-hour delays on departures into Newark Liberty International appear to have gone down somewhat. We are looking at the board. Flights are on time from Charlotte, from Chicago, from Dallas and Miami. There are some delays because of planes that have not had the time to turn around. If they're delayed going one place, they can't get here. And so some arrivals have been delayed a bit to London Heathrow from Miami. But most people are on time. We spoke to several passengers this morning who said that they were pleasantly surprised. Their business trips are on time this morning. Their flights home from the long Thanksgiving holiday are on time. And so it seems that things have improved somewhat in this lull in the weather. However, it is expected to worsen as the day goes on. So if you have an early flight, most likely you will be on time. A bit later, Well, that could be a question mark. And we're live at Newark Airport, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Craig Allen, a lot of the suburbs have an icy coating this morning, and then there's going to be snow on top of that.
That is true. It's already 32, 31, 30 degrees or so anywhere north and west of 287 into New Jersey, up the Hudson Valley, and also north of the Merritt in Connecticut. The city is at 36 right now. And across Long Island and the Jersey Shore, it's closer to 40, but the temperatures will be dropping as well during the afternoon hours. And we will see the rain mix with sleet and then go over to snow as well. This morning, it's wet roadways around here. It's icy north and west, but as the snow picks up later this afternoon, it will come down pretty hard. Some places, you just don't know where those bands are going to form until they actually start to form, like summertime thunderstorms. But some places are going to pick up 1 to 2 inches of snow per hour, and that's what we will have to watch for you this afternoon on the commute home. By the time this is done, as mentioned before, the highest snow totals are going to be north of the New York City area, probably on up towards Interstate 84, 6 to 12 inch snowfall, 3 to 6 closer in, and once you start getting to the city and the coast, it's 2 to 5 highest amounts. I mean, it's quite possible, again, as we mentioned, that parts of the Bronx could have more than Lower Brooklyn or Staten Island, the way this thing is setting up. But again, something to watch. Be very careful for the afternoon and evening commute. The snow tapers down after midnight tonight, and any leftover flurries tomorrow will give way to some sun and a high between 35 and 40.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.